John Denton has done a great job in his first year covering the Cardinals at MLB.com. Just go to Cardinals.com to see all of John's work. He joins us now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line on 101 ESPN. Good morning, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Randy. Thanks for having me on.
We're honored to have you, and I want to start with this because you have a great piece about Johan Oviedo. And really, until the last couple of nights, when Johan Oviedo has either started a game or come into a game, I've been one of those that said, whoa, here we go. But he looks like he's kind of figuring things out.
Yeah, Randy, you know, this new role seems to really have fit him. Like we all know, you know, 3 years, 19 starts, no wins. He was 0-9 in those starts. Just couldn't seem to find his footing. But they think now in small doses, I mean, there's never been a doubt about the kid's ability. You know, he's 6'6", he's 245, he throws 97 miles an hour. It just comes down to, can he throw strikes? Can he be emotionally mature enough to, you know, to gut through tough at-bats? And, you know, so far they've really worked with him off the field. Mike Maddux is watching more film than ever with him. You know, he's had three great outings now, and finally he got this streak off his back. He was one more start away from tying the all-time baseball record for no wins in 20 starts. So they shift him into a new role. They seem to really have found something.
And by the way, you mentioned his size. I remember we were down in spring training a couple of years ago. We're in Jupiter in 2020 before the pandemic hit. It was his first spring training, and he's walking in from the parking lot, and Brad Thompson said, "Who's that?" Because he just looks the part, doesn't he?
Yeah, you know, Randy, I covered the NBA for 24 years, so with Wainwright and Verhagen and Oviedo, it feels like I'm back in the NBA locker room. I mean, he's 6'7", 245. You know, he could be a power forward in the NBA. I mean, he's an imposing guy. And like we've all said, I mean, the kid can throw 97. He can throw a wipeout slider. He can blow people away. I mean, Adam Wainwright said last night, "What I wouldn't give to have that kid's stuff." But he also said, "Someday this kid's story is going to make a great book. It's going to be in a book how he had to fight his way here from Cuba, and he had to go through 24 appearances without getting a win." And, you know, he made no secret about it last night. He's 6'7", 245 pounds. He was bawling like a baby after the game last night. When we were talking to him, his eyes were bloodshot. They were bleary. You could tell. And I asked him, I said, "Were there tears?" He said, "Oh, a lot of tears, a lot of tears." So, you know, he wasn't too macho to admit he wasn't crying. So even if he's a big guy, it really hit him last night.
Such a great story, John. Well, another Cardinals pitcher that's trying to find themselves again and get back in the win column is Jack Flaherty. He had 5 walks in his second outing with the Cardinals, 3-inning stint. What do you think of what you've seen from Jack so far?
You know, Michelle, it's almost like he's fighting himself. I mean, you can see Jack on the mound like he's laboring between pitches. He's doing, you know, a lot of crazy ticks and shrugging his shoulders and bad body language. And, you know, we all know us with kids, sometimes young guys can be a little stubborn, feel like they know it all. You know, Jack fought to get out of the last rehab start. He wanted to start in the major league level. He was shocked how pumped with adrenaline he was. And he said he was as juiced up as ever. He couldn't believe it again in the Pirates game. So he's battling his nerves in that first game. And then the other night, he looked like a guy, you know, like I said, was fighting himself. His mechanics were off. He was throwing across his body. He was falling off to his left big time. And it was all he could do to string together 2 or 3 strikes in a row because his mechanics were so off. So, you know, Jack's one of those guys right now. He looks a little bit scared, like, why is this happening? He's been an ace his whole life. You know, he pitched at Harvard Westlake, and he was a Cardinals opening day starter in 2020 and 2021. And he's always been that guy that the team could depend on. And I think it's really working on him mentally right now that he's struggling. But again, he's one of those guys whose stuff is so good. If he can just get his mechanics right, get his mind right, you know, we all know he's going to be good again.
Hey, John, I wanted to touch on the bullpen with you, and this is going to be the last thing from me, but it seems like with Hicks having a nice outing in his initial rehab start, with Zach Thompson emerging, with Oviedo emerging, all of a sudden we're getting to a point where those first 6 relievers, I feel a lot better about that group than I did even a week ago.
Yeah. You know, Ollie Marmol said all the way back to spring training, you produce, you're here. You don't produce, you're not here. And, you know, it's right now, TJ McFarland, Nick Whitgren, Verhagen, those guys have to be looking over their shoulder because Oviedo's come in and filled that bridge role. Zach Thompson has moved ahead of T.J. McFarland as a lefty. I really think Andre Pallante, the rookie, if you were doing a top five Cardinals list of MVPs right now, I think Pallante would be on that. When they took him and moved him into the starting rotation, it really created a big hole there in that bridge role between the starters and the back end of the bullpen. And, you know, now that Pallante started, they really needed somebody to step up, and Thompson and Oviedo have really done that well for him the last few games.
John, I think we can all agree, if we're talking about MVP list for the Cardinals, that Paul Goldschmidt would be firmly at the top, correct?
Oh, yeah. If he's not the favorite to win the National League MVP, it would be, you know, a miracle. I mean, the guy leads in every category. He leads, you know, he's one of those guys who says very little, but he leads by volumes, the biggest examples ever. I was talking to Nolan Arenado last night, and they've always had kind of a running head-scratcher. Why they can't both play well at the same time, why they can't both play well in the same game. Last night they both hit a home run for only the fifth time in a year and a half, but they're 5-0 when that happens. So, you know, when Paul Goldschmidt plays well, when Nolan Arenado play well, this team's going to do well. And, you know, the Cardinal fans get teased with instances where they both play well. And I think everybody knows if you could ever get those two playing well together at the same time, the Cardinals could have a scary offense.
Last thing for John Denton, and you're going to be disappointed in me because we have the fight every morning at 8:30 here on 101 ESPN. And a question this morning was about the Orlando Magic, who have the first pick in the draft tonight. They've had the first pick in the draft three times. Shaq and Dwight Howard were two of them. The third
was Penny Hardaway. They drafted Chris Webber. And they traded him for Penny Hardaway at about six picks. Golden State really wanted Chris Webber, so the Magic wisely took Chris Webber and then traded him to Golden State for Penny Hardaway, and then a slew of picks that they turned into Mike Miller and Vince Carter and all these guys. So. Yeah, as long as the Magic get the number one pick, they do well. If they don't get the number one pick, they historically they've picked the wrong guy.
John Denton, great stuff and great answer there. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Enjoy the game today in Milwaukee, and we'll see you when you get back home.
Okay, appreciate it, Randy and Michelle. Take care.
You too. Thank you. It's John Denton. Covers the Cardinals on MLB.com, at Cardinals.com. You can follow him on Twitter. And like Michelle and I said, he's doing a fantastic job. John Denton, DENTON 555. No wonder I thought it was Penny.